We're on Yud-Tes-Amud Aleph. We'll go back three lines on Yud-Chesed days. The Braisa says that a mayor holds that they're not Ne'eman even in a case where it's Pesha Osa Pesha Hita. So where it says Elder of Mayor my timer, why don't we believe the Edim when they're Inks of Yodam Yotzim Mimokom Acher, and they say that we were Anusim, Psulim, and so on. Zmora says, Bishlam Apsule Edis, Malve Gufe Mikora Medik Daik Umachtam. Right? Psule Edis, we have a Chazaka connected what they're telling us. You're telling us that when you signed, you were Psulim, the Malve is very careful not to let them sign Psulim on the Shtar. So therefore, it's a Chazaka connected what you're telling us. So even though it's a Pesha Osir, Pesha Hiter, we don't believe you. Ketanim Nami, Kerev Shim Ben Levi, Domresh Lakish, Chazaka, Shim Ben Lakish, Chazaka, Ein Adam Chos Min Al Ashtar, Elim Kei Nasa Begadol. It's another Chazaka, that Beis Din doesn't let Edim sign on Ashtar unless they're Gedolim. So we have a Chazaka that you weren't Ketanim. So those two things we can understand. There's a Chazaka Keneged, the Pesha Osir. El Anusim, my time. But if they said we're Anusim, alright, why Anusim Machmas Nefarshos? There's no Chazaka that nobody ever is Nenas. Omra of Chizda, Kesover of Meir, Edim Shaomru Lohem, Chismu Sheker, Vaal Tahargu, Yehargu Val Yachsmu Sheker. But Meir holds that, and the Shita Makvetz holds, he holds this Lalocha. This is an additional thing that's Yehorg Val Yavar. Since Sheker is like Avodah Zorah, right? Person speaks Sheker is like he's going against the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Shalom's Chosim is MS, and Sheker is the antithesis of the Rabban Shalom. So it's mamash like Avodah Zorah, and therefore it's Yehorg Val Yavar. Somebody, what's it called, tells you to sign something b'Sheker or be killed, you have to be killed. That's what a mayor holds. So Mar says, I can't be. Omer le Rav Ahash to Ilu Osula Kamon Lamluche. Amrin lehu zilu chasum uvelos eskatlu. That can't be. It's not one of the three things that you have to give your life for. Domer mar ein lechadover shom b'fnei pikuach nefesh al avodas chochavim gili rashi chesdom. Never heard of such a thing. That sheker is one of the things that you have to give your life for. So if they would come to ask, should we do it or should we be killed? We tell them to do it. So now that they did it, we're going to have tainus on them, and passel them, right? Hashda dechasum amrin lehu amai chasimasa. Now that they did sign, and we ask them, why'd you sign? And we make them possible? Can't be. El a time of the Rav Meir, let's see, Rashi, El anusa my time alone, name a pesha asru pesha hit, according to Rav Meir. Okay. This Rashi really should be before. Elim kenasa begadol, kol maisa hashtar bigdolim, halokeach v'hamocher, everybody involved in a shtar is an adult. You can't buy and sell unless you're an adult, so v'lokeach and the mocher are adults. The Gabi Edim Nami Amrin Chazaka in Halokeach Machtim Boktanim. Right? It's a Chazaka that they don't sign Ktanim on a star. So that Chazaka goes against the Pesha Osim. Yahar Guval Yachsmu Sheker Hilkach Ki Amri Nami Anusim Ha'inu Machmus Tefashos Mashvi Nafshel Rishoyim. Therefore they're Rishoyim because they should have been killed. Right? And they didn't. So therefore they're in order Mesim Asmu Rosh. That's why they're not believed. Ella, the Gemara says, time of the Rav Meir could Rav Huna Amarav. Rav Meir, the reason Rav Meir says that we don't go after the Pesha Osir Pesha Hitter, and we don't believe these Edim, to say that the Shtar is possible, right, even though we don't know that it's kosher except through them. The reason for Rav Meir is, could Rav Huna Amarav, the Amar Rav Huna Amarav, molde bishtar shekoso ain't tzorech lekaimo. Machlokas like this. If the Lova says, I admit that this shtar was written, right, but I paid it. Once he admits that the shtar is a good shtar, he's not believed to say any more parati. Because once he says the shtar is a good shtar, we assume that it's a good shtar, you don't need any kiyum. You don't need any kiyum. Minatora, a shtar is good without verifying it. You see two edim on a shtar, it's kamisha nechroi, this is based in, and it's fine. The Rabbanan came along, as Tosa says, and they said that you have to mekayim a shtar. We're not going to accept the shtar at face value. You have to verify it. You have to either bring the edim, or know that it's mamish their signature or whatever. And therefore, until you verify the shtar, if you can't verify the shtar, the person's believed to say parati. Because basically he could have said that mezuyeth, that the shtar is, what's it called, is not valid. It's a false shtar. It's a forged shtar. And so it's machlokas, whether shtar, molda b'shtar shekosvo, tzorich l'kaimo, ain't tzorich l'kaimo. If the lova is molda, that they wrote the shtar, he's not claiming it's mezuyeth, can he then taina, I paid it? Or no, once the shtar is a shtar, you don't have to makaim anymore. Or no, we're choshish, maybe it's mezuyeth, and if he says he paid it, he's believed. That's a machlokas. Rav Meir holds that molda b'shtar ain't tzorich l'kaimo. Once you're molda in the shtar, it's a valid shtar. So therefore, when these Edim said that we signed on the shtar, then it's a good shtar. And now we can't believe them anymore to say that it's possible. Right? Because once they admitted that the shtar was written, it's a good shtar. See Rashi. Moda b'shtar shekosvo. Lova shehoda b'shtar shekosvo. V'alpiv nechtemu ha'edim. Once the lova admits that the shtar was written, it's not a forgery. Ein ha'malva tzorech l'kaimu be'edim ha'chasumim bo. The malva doesn't have to validate the shtar and bring Edim or show that this is really the Edim signature. She'ein ha'lova shuv nem and lo paratim. Therefore, the lova is not believed to say he paid. The lo amrinim b'hai ha'pesha osur pesha yeter. We don't say pesha osur pesha yeter. The mekivin she'omer kosher hoya hari hulzik ashtar. Once they said that yes, this is our signature, and the shtar was written b'kashrus, they're not believed anymore now to pass it. The chiyomer parati v'lo mehemen shari biyad ha'malvehu. Rav Meir nami, the omer ein nemonim l'poslo b'moda lova shekoslo k'omer. He's talking with the lova's moda that he wrote the shtar. Because sober lo tzrachin and sula edim, v'lo apumayim akayim shtora. Now just like if we'd have independent corroboration that their signature, they wouldn't be believed because not a peshaser. So too, if the lova is molda that they wrote the shtar, we don't need them anymore, because now we assume that it was written kosher. So since we don't need them, the shtar isn't kosher because they said we signed on it. The shtar is kosher because the lova is molda, and therefore, what's it called? They're not believed. There's no more peshas or peshahit. Okay. Gufa. Omer Avuna Omer Rav. Molda b'shtar shekosvo ain't tzorich l'kaimo. Rav Huna said the name of Rav, that if you the lova is moda that the shtar was written, he's not believed anymore to say that he paid. Omer le Rav Nachman, gan v'gnuve v'amaloch. Why do you have to steal this in your name? Should have said isvir loch k'rav Meir, ema haloch k'rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one who holds moda b'shtar shekosvo. The way we're learning now, that's Rav Meir. So why don't you say that haloch is like Rav Meir? Omer le umar hechi svir le. How do you hold? Omer le ki osu le kamon le dina amrina lehu zilu kaimush toraychu vechus le dina. I hold that moda b'shtar shekosvo still has to be mekayim it. You need kiyum shtaros, right? And moda b'shtar shekosvo tzorech le kaimu. Okay. Rashi isvir le ganva misgani v'atalomer dvorecha beloshen shlo nechliku bo hayochid amrubi. You're saying this as if it's something there's no one machlokas on. You said it in the name of Rav. You didn't say that it's only according to Rav Meir. And then the Chacham argue on him. Don't say it as if Rav said it and there's nobody arguing on it. Say it in the name of Rav Meir, and that gives somebody a chance to say, well, maybe the Chacham argue on Rav Meir. How do you hold in the halacha moda shtar shekosvo? He also look, come on, Malvin Medim Storos, Kimu Storaihu, Kachani Rogilomer La Malvin. Ham Medim Storos same with Lefonai, the Ene Deyami Mohem, they don't bring the Edim with them, and the Omer Lohem, the Chu, Bikshu, Edeche Vikimu, bring either the Edim or bring that this is in fact the signature of the Edim. The Ilav Hochi, I forgot the Modelo, the Shikosto, Matsilamema Poratim. Because if you don't affirm the Shtar, right, the lova katayna that he paid it, even though you have a shtar. Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav, Omer shtar amona who's there, ain't no nemon. Somebody says this shtar was never written on a loan. It was written for the malva to the lova, the lova to the malva, for the malva to hold when the lova want to borrow money for a future loan. Shtar amona. So Mara says that you're not neman to say that. Man, ilema de kamer lova. The lova says it was shtar amana pshita called kamina. There's guys a shtar that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, right? And Reuven says, oh no, I never loaned the money. This was just written stam, right? Just in case I loan money in the future. Of course, we don't believe him. The loan says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Ela de kamer malva tovel of bracha. The malva says, no, he doesn't owe me $100. Right, this was just written in case I want to borrow money in the future. So if the Malv admits that, Tov Alav Bracha, why shouldn't we believe him? El Dekomer Edim. The Edim said it. So Edik Sav Yodim Yotze Mokom Acher Pshitad Lomehemni. If we can, validate the Shtar independent of what they're saying, so of course they're not believed. To tell us that the Shtar was only a Shtar Amona. The Malv says it's a bona fide Shtar and Reuven owes me money. And the Edom say, no, it was a shtar amana. We don't believe them. Right. The Ede Enksav Yodim Yosemokam Acher Amay Lo Mehendi. And if it's Enksav Yodim Yosemokam, so it's a Pesha Osir Pesha Hitter, we don't know this shtar is kosher except through us. And we're telling you it was a shtar amana, so why don't we believe them? Omar Rava La Olam De Kamar Lova. He's talking where the Lova said it. Right. Ukid Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna Marab, Modu Bishtar Shekosu, Ein Tzorach Lekaimu. That if the Lova is not Moda that they wrote the Shtar, in other words, he's telling us it's not a bona fide Shtar, it's only a Shtar Amona, so therefore what's all he can still tell you that he paid it. So we believe him. Abaya Omer La Olam De Omer Malva. No, it's talking where the Malva said it. Ukigon Shechov Lacherim. It's talking where he owes somebody money, the Ruv of Shimon owes Levi money, and Ruvain owes Shimon money. And if Shimon won't collect from Reuven, then he won't be able to pay Levi. So if he admits that Reuven doesn't owe money, if Shimon admits that Reuven doesn't owe money, he's hurting Levi. Then we don't believe him. Right? Kirab Nosson. The Tanya Rab Nosson Omer. Menayin lenosha b'chaveru mona v'chaveru b'chaveru. Menayin shemotzi mizeh v'noson ozeh. Talmud lomer v'noson lashir osham lo. You give it to the one who it's owed to, meaning the final thing. So that's Shibud Rav Nosson. If Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, it's like Reuven owes Levi money. So therefore Shimon can't say this was a shtar amana because he's hurting Levi. True, he's a nice guy and he's exempting Reuven from paying him. But by exempting Reuven from paying him, he won't be able to pay Levi. And therefore, since Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, it's just like Reuven owes Levi and Shimon's getting involved in hurting Levi. Therefore, he's not believed. Rashi. Shtar amana lo lova klum. He never really borrowed any money. Elikosvu umosu lemalva. They gave this malva, this shtar that Levi loaned money from him. Shemitzdorech lilvos yilva. That in the future, if they want to make a loan, they'll have the shtar already written. Veheminu shelo yidbo enu elim kemalve. And they believed him that he wouldn't use it until the loan was made. Call kamine v'halo edim chasumim bo pshita diskayim b'chosomah. So if the malvatain is there was a loan, and the lova says no, it's not true. I just wrote this shtar for a future loan. We don't believe him. Right? The ma'aser there's edim. It says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Why should we believe Reuven that he doesn't know it? Kid Rav Huna v'ashmin and Rav Yehuda nami hachi. The lova sha'omer kasafti umasarti v'lo avoshtar amana hu ein tzorech hamav alasur lahavi lahayid ala chasima. They neman lova l'poslo. You can't pass it. Once you admit that this shtar was written and the edim are kosher, that's it. You're finished. You can't now say that you paid it or whatever. Delo ovid inish the cost of a muster below halva, because not people don't do that. It's not usual. So therefore, we're not believed. Shechov lacherim behodozu, talking with a malva said it's a shtar amana, and we don't believe him because it hurts somebody else. Shehu shtar amona chavla umafsid esacherim hanoshim bo ve'ein lo mala hagvosam v'ha yurotsum ligvos v'ichov ze. Right, Shimon, Reuven owed Shimon money, Shimon owed Levi money, and Shimon didn't have any money to pay unless he collects from Reuven, and now he says, well, Reuven doesn't really owe me. We don't believe him. V'noson asher oshim lo v'lo kosov l'asher hilvo. It doesn't say you should give it to the one who loaned him, but the one he's chayiv to. Much it's possible that the one who loan the money to you is not the one you're going to pay. You're going to pay somebody who he owes money to. Ela asher ha'oshim lo, va'oshim hu keren. Can I read him by goza? L'misha keren shelo. Oshim over here doesn't mean the sacrifice of oshim. It means the money that's owed. Okay. Ravashi Omar La'olam Dikamri Eidim. The Eidim say. And even if Ein Ksav Yodam Motsu Makom Acher, and there's a Pesha also, we still don't believe them. Why not? With the Ein Ksav Yodam Yotsu Makom Acher. With the Kamras Ami Lo Mehemdi, why don't we believe them to say it was a Shtar Amana, Pesha also, Pesha Hitter, Kidurav Kahana. The Omar of Kahana, also Lo Lo'odam Shiyash Shtar Amana Besol Beis. So it's also to write a Shtar Amana. Because it's a Sheker. It says that Reuven loaned Shimon $100. Not true. It's something that could be in the future, but it's not true now. So it's a sheker. You're not allowed to write such a thing. And we're afraid that he'll use it. It'll come to Geneva too. Shenemer, al tishkon bi'olecha avla. Don't leave something that is not true. That's an avla, right? That's a crime. What? Distortion, that's a crime. Don't leave something that's distortion, in a lie in your house. The Omar Rav Sheshes Bereid Ravidi Shmami Nomid Rav Kahana Eidim Sheomru Amonu Hayu Devarenu Eino Neman Mai Tama Kivan Da Avlahu Avla Lo Chasmi. Right, they don't want to raise much more Russia. They wouldn't sign on something that's an Avla, that's a crime to do. So therefore, what's it called? We don't believe them. It's also a sign on such a thing. So they're in automation much more Russia. So therefore they're not believed. Just like all the other cases where they made themselves a Russia. Okay. Got it.